is Radio Freedom.
Lights out, gorilla radio. Turn dash up. Lights out, gorilla radio. Turn dash up.
This is a joke for some pirate satellite. Halting your living money, cashing in the middle of life.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is the fourth show and the date is 11th of December 2004. Now I know in the last show I promised that this would be the history of mashup show, but what happened is that I recorded it, I started working it actually, strictly this show is actually from yesterday, the 10th of December, but decided that it was getting far too involved and have decided that that's going to be a separate show. So it will be out shortly, but certainly it needs a lot of work, and I didn't really want to have something like a 60-minute show. So today's show is going to be a normal show, and firstly I'm going to play a track by Go Home Productions, otherwise known as Mark Fiddler, because he's playing Booty tonight, or yes, it will be tonight. Trying to think in 9 hours, 9 hours behind. It would be, yes, so he'll be playing tonight. Now I'll give you more details about that, but this song is called Rapture Riders and was done under his Alan Dean alias when he was sort of playing around with different tunes he could use, and it's a mix of Blondie, Rapture with The Doors, and I think a few other things thrown in for good measure. Okay, here it is.
Give this man a ride, sweet family, oh
you want to find out more about Go Home Productions, you can go to his website at www.gohomeproductions.co.uk. You can download that track and many of his other tracks and find out more about him and where he's gigging. He's been doing quite a lot of US stints recently, and he's a very nice bloke. And if you want to find out more about Booty, you can go to their website at www.bootysf.com. That's Booty with an IE, so it's bootie.sf.com. And the gig is playing at the Cherry Bar, which is 917 Folsom at 5th in San Francisco, and it starts at 9 p.m. And it's a very, very good. As the expression go, I've bigged them up before on this show, and we'll do again, because it's well worth going, kids. And now we're going to move on to something which isn't a mashup, but it's very cool. This is a track, or a couple of tracks, by Bruce Hack. He was set up for a career in experimental computer music, early electronic music, like Gershon Kingsley, studying at Juilliard. But he dropped out of Juilliard after 8 months, not wanting all their sort of very rigid classical training, and went on to do very strange electronic records for children. Strange as in it's like acid rock for children. It's very, very odd. So it's a bit like Play School or Sesame Street mixed with a lot of lysergic acid, really. And he built all the synthesizers himself, including synthesizers that were formed from people's human body and use the conductivity of their bodies and stuff like that. So I'll play a track of his. I think you enjoy it, and I can't believe that it sounds so modern and quite contemporary, but it's actually done in 1970. Listen to this.
Touching others and ourselves is very important. You know, some domestic animals get sick if nobody pets them. So here's a chance to get acquainted.
Touch something near you. Touch the ceiling. And if you can't reach it, then touch the floor.
Touch somebody standing near you. Touch a window or touch a door.
Touch your body. Touch a friendly pet. Touch a doll or a teddy bear.
Touch the things you have to touch, but
don't get the finger down your hair.
I want everybody to sit on the floor, cross your legs, put your hands on your knees, close your eyes, and do not think. Now start thinking. Get up and touch things while you dance.
Ah, that was Far Out, man. That was a track called Touch, which is from an album called Together, which was by Bruce and Miss Nelson. He basically teamed up with a children's dance teacher to do the Way Out song, electronic album for children, and the Way Out album for children, and that was a later one, which was, I'm sure, a great inspiration to people like Barry Seven from Adento X, who's been pushing for Bruce's albums to be put out and has been hyping him much. You can find out more about Bruce Hack at www.brucehack.com. I know that's not a mashup, but I think certainly they both have the have that kind of a strange clash idea of mashup way before mashups were ever invented. And I like the fact that it's what can you say, psychedelic rock for children. Now moving on to the I played some tracks from Kitty Yo in the first show, and basically it forced me to sort of dig into my collection and have a listen to some of my old sort of Kitty Yo tracks that I was sort of digging over the last year or two. And another one that it reminded me of was Louis Austin. Louis Austin was on that list. But this track wasn't, but it's probably one of my favourites of Louis Austin. It's a track called Desire, August 1999, and it's with a poet called Irene Levina, and as I will explain, it kind of summed up a point in my life, and I think the lyrics are great, so check this out.
I speak for my generation. Yes, we're all getting tired of squatting houses. We're getting tired of waking up after a four-day rave in someone's uncle's empty villa, surrounded by freaks snoring off the overload of highly complex synthetic drugs, collectively toxic enough to rival the effects of Chernobyl. That's where we are, my generation. That's where we are. Desire doesn't live here anymore. Desire had just learned to surf the net to seek desire where there is no body. Desire has learned that compromising time does not mean compromising ideals. Desire has learned to take drugs only on weekends. Desire has learned to accept that drum and bass can be sold to telecommunication companies for their next ad campaign. Music is still your lifestyle, and you're not a sellout if you make it your bread and butter. Squatting is no longer that fun, that an unlimited lease on a house gives you much more power than having 3-day-long parties with a selected group of friends who nostalgically pretend it will be the good old days. Everybody has a dream. Doesn't live here? Yes, it does, only the lease is now legal. And if you're smart enough, you would deduct the rent from your taxes. Desire pays taxes now. Desire is Melrose Place. Yourself someone asks, but no one asks. Desire is her cell phone, always on, and never being happy. Nothing makes sense anyway.
Everybody has a dream. We need this third desire. Everybody has a dream. We need this third desire.
Desire is a fridge of chilled wine and tonic water. Desire is acquiring a reputation for being witty, but unable to laugh yourself. Desire is simply your closet filled with a decade of memories of parties and crying, because another decade, another closet will not make you any happy. He sleeps with someone else and caring less about the fact, because you knew better. You knew you were better. If only you knew better.
That was Desire, August 99 by Louis Austin. I think it's off the Easy Love album, which was released last year. What I like about that song is the very acidic lyrics, I assume were written by Irene Lavina, or Lavina. Things like, you're not a sellout, if you know, making music, if it's your bread and butter, and drum and bass being sold to telecommunication companies, and the freelance to make you to give you freedom. They all kind of hit home. Certainly I've seen a lot of people who have that creed, that if they make their living from it, then it doesn't matter what they do. And of course that isn't necessarily true. Certainly as a designer, I've found that you may sell your goods to the man, the corporate man, not that I necessarily believe there is the man, but I understand the concept. But you sell your goods to corporate, and you sell your creativity, and it's not necessarily a fair trade, and you're not necessarily can say you're better than anyone else because you're doing it professionally. It's like, say, DJing professionally, which I don't do. It doesn't mean you're necessarily better. In fact, sometimes it means you have to dumb things down, as I have to dumb my designs down sometimes. So I like those tracks that make me think about those kind of issues, because it's always a good reminder. I remember I first was listening to it while I was stuck in a corporate job, and I am a freelancer, so that's why, hence the lyrics about freelancing giving you freedom, which it doesn't necessarily. Certainly I was listening to that when I was going into work, and I absolutely hated my job, and that kind of, it gave me hope that sort of someone understood, and also just reminded me that that it's not always made, you know, what it's cracked up to be. You can find out more about Louis Austin and download some of his music at www.kitty-yo.net/mp3index.php. and you can download some of his tracks on there. I think Easy Love is on there. That's more a croon-tastic job. And Feel Me and the classic with Peaches, where one of the first times Peaches... I'm not sure if it predated Peaches' success or whatever, but certainly she was working with him very early on. With a track called Grab My Shaft, which is very rude, but very good. It's good fun. It's more electro-clash track. So he's doing a lot of things that merge electronica with the kind of crooning lounge singer. So he's a real lounge singer, unlike Richard Cheese, who's kind of someone else pretending to be a lounge singer. He was a lounge singer. He's sort of merging the two, which is, I mean, amazing to actually have a kind of a hip sort of Peaches Gonzalez warp style following at the age of about, you know, the late 50s. I think that's very cool. I know we've neglected the mashup so far, the last couple of tracks being more of the electronic sort of variety, so we'll rectify that situation now. Here's a track by Jimmy Jammers and is called Let a Girl Be, which probably gives you a bit of a hint of what's in it. I'll speak about it more after.
For me, you understand what a girl wants, yeah. What a girl needs, whatever makes me happy or sets you free. And I'm thanking you for knowing exactly. And there was a time I was blind, I was so confused, yeah. Ran away just to hide it all from you. But baby, you knew me better than I knew myself. Love. Let it go. If it comes back, it's yours. And that's how you know. It's for keeps, and it's for sure. And you're ready, you're willing to give me more than what a girl wants, what a girl needs. Whatever makes me happy sets you free. And I'm thanking you for knowing exactly. And I'm thanking you for giving it to me. What a girl wants, what a girl needs.
That was Let a Girl Be by Jimmy Jammers. That was a mix of course, the Beatles' Let It Be with What a Girl Wants by Christina Aguilera. Now, Christina's been quite booted quite a lot, remixed quite a lot, but I think probably that would be one of my, probably the best I've heard of What a Girl Wants. It seems like Jimmy Jammers seems to specialise. He's done probably the top two of using that a cappella alone. And it would probably be one of my favourite boots of all time, which ties with the last track I'm going to play today, but I won't let you know just yet. Now, I'm going to totally kill the mood. Was playing a very silly track, which is very me. It's by Freelance Hairdresser, probably the first and seems to be only piss take of an existing bootlegger, as in Roy, otherwise known as Freelance Hellraiser, and it's called Knees Up, Look Sharp. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Look sharp, don't make me be a bit sighted at dark. Get a wings in the spark. Fuck that, hey God, just stop it down. Fix up, look sharp, don't make me be a bit sighted at dark. Get a wings in the spark. Fuck that, hey God, just stop it down. Fix up, look sharp, don't make me be a bit sighted at dark. Get a wings in the spark.
Token, why don't you give it a rest? You got my rabbit to Sainsbury's. This time you got it on the chest. Now you was just the kind of girl to break my heart into. I knew right off when I first set my eyes on you. But how was I to know you'd bend my ear off too? With your incessant talking, you'll be coming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. I work the from the street to the slammer. If I necessary, busy stays true to his grammar. Venus and Emperor, he don't meet to me. Eclipse and Glamour, hit him with the blicks and hammer. Because they took him right rushing. Could be on my back, to my face, they say nothing. Stand up in the past, he prefers that he's drunk. King of Venus, don't you think of Venus for flushing? Classic MC's down and new. If you don't believe me, bring your pussy, bring your crew. Feel free to hate, cause I ain't trying to be your mate. Be serious, you're gonna last.
Having a chat, but you have to keep giving it that. No, you won't stop talking. Why don't you give it a rest? You've got my rabbit to Sainsbury's. It's time you got it on your chest. Now you were just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first met my eyes on you. But how was I to know you'd bend my ear off too? With your incessant talking, you're becoming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Yep, yep, rabbit, yep, 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 rabbit, rabbit, bunny, jabber, rabbit, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, rabbit, jabber, jabber, rabbit, rabbit, yep, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, mummy, yep, jabber, rabbit.
That was Knees Up, Look Sharp by the Freelance Hairdresser. Now, that consisted of Chaz and Dave mixing up with Dizzy Rascal, Fix Up, Look Sharp. People outside the UK probably have absolutely no idea why that's so funny. Chaz and Dave were sort of like 80s Cockney piano playing sort of superstars, really. There's nothing really like them. Probably if you know Steptoe, it's a bit like Steptoe, but kind of like in more of a kind of a pub Knees Up style, with some apparently quite dodgy lyrics on some of their other stuff. But I love that, especially as it prefigures the whole Dizzy Rascal using happy talk. So I do wonder who was inspired by whom there. And if you want to know more about the Freelance Hairdresser, go to the website. There wasn't a website for a very long time, there is now. www.thefreelancehairdresser.co.uk, and there's some very, very good boots on there. Very funny. A lot of them are probably more of an in-joke on kind of things that have been done inside the community, the bootlegging community. But I think certainly if you know your UK theme tunes, or if you know who Winifred Atwell is, then you'll find it funny. If not, you might be a little bit perplexed. So it is quite UK-centric, a lot of it. But give it a go. Give it a go. Anyway, we're now going to play a boot by Bumpshack, who's a German bootlegger. and it mixes Ulrich Schnaus with Destiny's Child. That was Independent Nuddle Mouse by Bumpshack. Basically, it's mixing Ulrich Schnaus, which I assume is the Nuddle Mouse, with Independent Woman by Destiny's Child. And I don't know anything much about Old Nick Schnauss. Seems to be a similar kind of blissed out vibe to Maximilian Hecker. Maybe it's a German thing. But certainly that's one of the better Destiny's Child bootlegs I've heard, I would say probably ever, because there's millions of them. Like Eminem bootlegs and Missy bootlegs, there are a lot of them. And most of them don't really add much, but that adds out a kind of a blissed out sort of a way out vibe to the whole Destiny's Child thing. And it's a shame the new album doesn't sound that good. I mean, the new single "Lose My Breath" is terrible, and maybe they should get people like Bumpshack. Oh, can't pronounce it. Anyway, you can find out more about him on his blog. Actually, that track is still available, amazingly, because it was released back in May of this year. And his blog is Disconize Me, that's DISCONIZEME .blog with two G's .de. I'll post the actual link to the actual where it is in the blog. I mean, if you look in the May archive, you should find it listed in there under the complete pop miniature collection. Okay, now we actually have a rarity on Radio Clash. We have a request. Brian from Coverville requested I played Ozzy Miso's Intro Inspection. Now, as the original's 12 minutes, I will play the shorter version that's available on his site. The idea behind this was basically to take pop intros from the last, I'd say sort of 20 or 30 years, and mix them into a 12-minute sort of extravaganza. It's very layered. There's a lot of songs that were layered. Apparently he chose about, initially had about 250 songs, but some he couldn't mix together because of BPM and key and things like that. So on the original it's 12 minutes and it's 101 songs in 12 minutes. Can you imagine that? This is the 4 or 5 minute version, so I'm sure it's got a lot less, but certainly you'll get a whole idea of what that is about.
Take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side, and the colored girls go do 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 do. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do.
I want a golden goose. Gooses, geeses, geeses, gooses, gooses. Geeses, geeses, gooses. I want my geese to lay gold eggs for Easter.
It will, sweetheart.
At least 100 a day.
Anything you say.
Oh, by the way. I want it now.
That was Ozzy Miso and Intro Expansion 01, and it's available off of his website, which is www.ozzymiso.com, which is OSYMYSO. So it's palindromic, or palindromic, like his logo. He seems to have a thing about palindromes. And the original version of that is, as I say, 101 tracks. It's like a track spotter's wet dream. You hear things like Aqua going into Prodigy and Desmond Dekker going into Nirvana over Staying Alive. It's an incredible, as someone has said, I've been looking online and some of the people have been commenting about it, saying how it doesn't really fit into the mashup scene, and I kind of understand that. Ozzy Miso was doing it way before the whole mashup scene existed. I'm sure he's probably doing it way after the mashup scene dies or changes into something else. He certainly comes from the same sort of background at the Kleptones, more of an artistic kind of like cut up, more of a kind of the cut ups you used to get on, say, mixed with like Stars on 45 mixed with William Burroughs, that kind of approach. Sorry for putting that image into your head. And I hope, Brian, you enjoyed that. It was good to dig that one out. And now we're going to move on to we're going to shout out to a few people who shouted at me, which is, one of the podcasters says, a bit of a podsturbation, but I'll do it anyway. Firstly, thanks to Podcast Reviews for the nice review. That was very good. Check out that site. It's got a good vibe. There's some good things that I've sort of discovered off that site. Another one is also, of course, Podcast Alley. Which you must go and vote for me, and also people like Radio Zoom and Insomnia Radio. Check those out. And I got shout outs from both those people, which was very good on the latest shows. So it's all eating itself. Pop will eat itself. Podcasting will eat itself. It's all very incestuous, I know. But it's nice to hear, and it's nice to hear people are digging the show. And it's nice that I got a good review. I was quite surprised, people hearing me rambling on and umming and erring and saying anyway every 5 seconds. Anyway. Now, we're going to leave you with probably my favourite boot of all time. And if you ever, ever have to DJ, it sounds like you probably have to be shackled to the decks. Sounds terrible, but no. I do DJ on occasion, and this is the best track of all time for having. It's basically a bootleg classic smooch song. You know those songs they play at the end of the night. Try this one because it has exactly the same effect, but it's cool. So it's by Lou and Placido, French bootleggers, and it's called Safari Love. And I'll probably tell you about it now because I won't at the end. It mixes everything from Because by the Beatles, Who's Zooming Who by Aretha Franklin, a bit of Suzanne Vega in there, probably a bit like the Aussie Music you've just heard. There's about 9 or 10 things in this record, but that doesn't matter. It just is sublime. Okay, thanks for listening, and check out the website, which is at www.mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you're free to email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I like to get feedback, I like to get comments. Thank you those who have, people like Drew Miller, thank you a lot. And I will see you next time, which actually probably might be tomorrow, so it's all busy around here. And I haven't lost my voice yet because of my cold. And I hope you've enjoyed my new mic, although it seems to have to Tim, you're rambling. It seems to have to be turned up very, very high, hence the hiss. So I need to sort that out. Technical stuff. Radio. Anyway, I'll leave you with this music, and you probably will agree it is absolutely beautiful. Okay, good night.
All I want to do is to tell you I love you.